Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Still got Six Flags tickets at 7:45 this morning.
We shall do. Wepa.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And I got to tell you, DZ, it's so ironic. We're going to talk about things you won't give up when you're late.
Can or won't.
I was late as hell today. I'm not even going to lie, everybody. I was not prepared for work. I got up late. I realized I had too many things to do before work. I didn't do the night before. And it was like, but I have to do these things.
Yeah.
I have to get my Diet Coke ready.
And I
got to
grab this.
I have to get my water. I'm not leaving without
I got to make sure I grab DZ's coffee that I definitely remember telling him about a month ago.
A month? Try like three. I got this coffee. Dude, this has been on top of my fridge for like 3 months. This Bucks Blend coffee. It's from the season.
Fam, and you saw it today running late and went, DZ.
Today's the day
I'm bringing it in.
It's from Collectivo. And it's ground coffee. And I just don't use ground coffee. I use Keurigs. But you and your wife, you weirdos,
we use ground coffee. We use that coffee.
So
dog. There's
the Bucks Blend coffee from Collectivo. It was
Appreciate
a special
you.
Edition. I hope it's good. But
I use it wisely.
I had to grab it before I left, even though I was running way late today. I mean, that just had to be done.
It only makes sense. It was what you couldn't give up today running late. You were like, no, I need to grab this.
What are the things when you're running late you just refuse to give up? Like, some people are like, I'm going to Starbucks, whether I'm 10 minutes early or 10 minutes late.
Uh-huh. Like, no matter what.
There are plenty of those people.
Yeah, no, you're talking to my wife. She's plenty of those people. That's her.
She'll go no matter what.
Early Aaron, late. Middle name, plenty of those people.
Aaron, getting my coffee whether you like it or not.
Guaranteed. But nah, me, this is going to be a really random quirk, right?
Yeah.
But I got to find matching socks. Mm. I don't care what's going on in my life. I don't care what I got. I could be a whole hour late at that point. I have to find matching socks.
Yeah.
I'm not walking out the house. I've only done it by mistake.
Yeah.
And today, of all days, because today is Colombian Independence Day.
Wepa!
Wepa! Sidebar.
Happy Colombian Independence Day.
Thank you.
Or should I say gracias? You got all your Colombian
stuff know, on. Come on now. You see all of this. I'm decked out.
Wait a second. You for real? You got.
I got the boxing gloves. Yes. I got the rearview mirror boxing gloves with the Colombian flag on them. Yes, I do. Wepa.
How did I not see those on your microphone?
They just mix, man. They mix with the flag. It all blends in. I'm camouflage Colombian
You're
today.
Looking good. DZ, looking
Thank you.
Good. All right,
Thank you. But
so,
I was looking for my Colombian socks. I literally have a Colombian flag socks.
Yeah.
I only found one. Mm. And it was ruining my morning already. I couldn't find it. I dug through all of the baskets of laundry that were sorting through the pack right now. And I'm like, where is it?
Where is the Colombian sock?
I made myself run late this morning. I was running late this morning too, dog.
Well, then I feel better.
Because I couldn't find the matching sock.
Oh.
So I ended up saying, screw it. I wore regular socks.
Because you wouldn't do one and one.
I wouldn't do one and one. I couldn't even fathom doing that on purpose, bro. That has never made sense in my brain.
Ooh,
That's
sorry.
One thing I cannot walk out of the house with, unmatched socks.
Well, I learned something new about you. You have a sock weird thing.
Quirk, yeah, like, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm oddly particular about them. Yeah, I don't like mismatched socks at all. They feel different. The texture's weird. Maybe it's a sensory thing. I don't know.
It's not a sensory. Well,
oh, different socks feel different. And my feet, I can feel it on my feet all day. My feet are uber sensitive.
I thought you were going to say it's a superstition thing or something.
Oh, no. It's nothing like, no superstition thing like that. Not that.
I want to know what people refuse to do before leaving the house. Like you said, you have a friend who loves to shower. They refuse to leave without showering. Did you say that?
Oh, yeah. They will shower the night before and still wake up and not leave the house without taking another shower.
That's crazy.
I respect it, but I'm like, man, you uber clean, Poppy.
You're too clean.
You Mr. Clean.
What do you refuse to not do before leaving? It's not even before leaving the house, before getting to work.
If you're running late. If you're running late.
You're not even have to be on your way to work.
Like, gee, we were both running late this morning, and there were certain things that we did not.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about things that you refuse to not do when you're, or you have to do when you're running
late. Things you can't give up when you're running late.
Yeah, like I will never come to work without Diet Coke. I will not. I will be 30 minutes late if I have to.
It's a cold day in whatever place you believe in when I'm wearing unmatched, mismatched socks when I walk about the house.
DZ doesn't leave the house with mismatched socks.
Don't care how late I'm going.
Tony's in Racine this morning, so we're going to talk to him first. First caller of the day, Tony. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's the word?
Tony, what do you refuse to, what do you have to do, I should say, when you're running late?
Yeah.
Well, I have to have a clean vehicle.
A clean vehicle?
It doesn't matter what I'm driving, whether it's the motorcycles, the trucks, the cars, whatever. I clean my stuff before I leave.
Inside or outside?
Like, right.
Mostly outside, but my inside, I mean, you can't eat my cars anyway, so it's always clean.
You said the inside. Peanut butter outside, still jelly.
I thought he was going to say the inside. I'm shocked that you want to wash the car like every day.
I do. Even my motorcycles, I wipe them down. My biggest pet peeve is when people drive around and they got bird crap on their car. Like, just wipe that off.
True.
Like, especially if it's on the windshield. Like,
the windshield hit the gas station.
Yeah. Man, I don't even notice either, it.
What?
No.
No.
Tony.
You irking Tony.
I know. Man, but like,
people be driving around with bird poop on the side of the driver window. Be like, you got to look at it. Like, get it off.
My wife does that. And I ain't even going to cap.
Tony, I have had bird poop on my car and not even noticed it. Trust me. I mean.
Not Tony.
He would hate me. I dated a guy who got in my car one time and went, we have to trade cars today because I have to clean it. And I went, no. So it's that bad. And I have a new car.
Oh, my gosh. No, see.
I do that to my girl, too.
I guarantee you.
See? I'm that girl. You got to come clean it for me.
Tony don't care if he's 3 hours late. I bet you. And you know what? I bet you this man will be washing every single one of his vehicles. Yep. On the day of his wedding, just to make sure they all sparkling for their big day.
It's a motorcycle wedding, so I only got two bikes to clean. So I just got to make sure that's it.
Well, it's quick work.
They can get married like in the movie Cars. You know how they're people in relationships? Yep. They're getting married as
It's Wisconsin. You can probably do that legally.
Same thing with like snow, too. Like, I brush my entire vehicles off when I drive.
We get it. You're obsessed with making your cars clean. You're weird.
I was going to ask if he washes and waxes. But I know the answer.
Wax off. All right, Tony. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, Sue is an Eagle this morning. Good morning, Sue. What's something that you always do even when you're running late?
Kiss the hubby goodbye.
Huh?
Oh. Kiss the husband goodbye.
Aww. Oh, my God. We had such different reactions.
Yeah, I know. You're about to go, oops. That's a guarantee, though. That's another one. Yes. Goodbye for sure. Ain't no way I'm leaving the house without kissing my wife. She won't let me. And I won't want to.
Wouldn't it be weird if you did it?
Really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What time do you leave the house, too? Is it really early?
Depending on what time and what I'm doing. Sometimes I leave at 5:30, sometimes at 6.
Okay. So you waking the husband up for sure. And that's love right there.
Well,
he's usually up at the same time.
You guys are both having a coffee. He's out behind you.
Thanks, Sue.
Sue, we appreciate your call. That's a good one.
Bye, girl.
All right.
Your boy is in Sheboygan this morning. Logan.
Who's Logan?
Went to college with you, DZ. Don't act like you don't know him. He worked hard to get his own theme song.
What's good, bro?
Hey, Logan.
What up? Good morning.
We didn't give it to him just because he knew us.
That's true.
We made him work for it.
He earned it. He earned it like a real one, man. And the real one he is. What's the word, man? What's something you refuse to leave out the house without, no matter how late you're running.
All right. So for me personally, I have to wash my face. People that walk out the house and they got eye boogers and crusties and all types of stuff. It's like, what? Just wash your face. Just wash it.
Get a little water. You don't got to go soap. Just a little water.
As I'm wiping the mascara off my eye, it's still on from last night.
That shot's fired.
You're right. I should have washed my face.
You can't tell, though. Man, there's a Thank lot you. Of people where you can tell. They got the drool line still on their cheek. They got the tear. Everybody got a teary eye when they sleep.
You got
they
the got crusties.
All the crusties.
The crusties.
All the crusties. Ooh.
But I got a second one, and DZ can attest to this. We had my boy, Mr. 2-0 from college.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Tony brushes his teeth like 50 times a day.
I was waiting for I was like, where are we going with this? So he's like obsessively brush all day long.
Half of the memories I have of this man are him with a toothbrush either in his hand or in his mouth.
Really?
Yes.
Does he have some kind of oral like fixation or
maybe.
Something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Nobody ever asked him.
at halftime of football games, you knew where Tony was. He was brushing
his teeth. Yes.
Weird.
Yes. Yes. Right hand. Yes.
He should be on like one of those shows, like My Strange Obsession.
My Strange Addiction. Or I can't whatever. Stop brushing my teeth.
I always have there must be something where he's so used to it being in his mouth that it feels weird when it's not or something.
Well, what's even better is it with Tony, he's not even late. He doesn't care. He's walking out the house still brushing his teeth. He don't care.
Still brushing.
He'll get in the car. Wow. He'll finish it out. He probably carries a water bottle just so he can.
Well, that's one guy I won't make fun of because who's going to be mad at somebody who brushes their teeth too much of all the things?
I'm going to tell you, not many people going to make fun of that man either way.
Nope.
That's a bad dude. That's a bad dude.
Why? He's a big dude or what?
No, he's just a heavy hitter.
Oh, you're not going to mess with him?
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
That's good, though. He even brought a backup of the homie.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate the call, Logan.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good one.
You too, man. Have a good day.
We have time. Last but not least, I can't believe we're going to get to her. We're going to get to her. Ashley and Cudahy, DZ. We're all right. She's so bad. Girl, good morning.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
What is something you always do even if you're running late?
I have to get coffee.
Yeah.
Iced coffee.
Somebody texted in and said they never go anywhere. If they can't get their energy drink from Speedway, it ain't happening.
Really?
Yeah, that's like one of those things. Yeah, same thing as Ashley.
Wow.
I gotta get my iced coffee. I can't function without coffee, and clearly I'm like not fully awake yet. So, yeah.
Ashley, you sound so awake right now. What do you mean?
She definitely hasn't had her coffee yet. What are you talking about?
She's like, what do you guys want? I called in, but I'm not really here.
Don't lie to this woman. We appreciate her way too much.
I will not be a pleasant person if I have not had coffee.
All right. Do you make it at home, or do you always get it from outside the house?
It depends. Like, if I have the money, I will go and get it. If I don't, then I will be making it at home or getting it at work. But I also have to say, like, my late is everyone's early. I am freakishly early to work.
Sure.
I'm there when I go to school, I am at like the first person there with the janitor.
Uh-huh. She budgets that time in to get coffee. Listen, she was built like that. Some of them are different. Not us.
It's true.
Not us.
I budget that time for sleep.
I like to be there super early to plan and prep and just have peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Get calm before the storm, if you will.
That part.
Yeah, being prepared makes you feel better.
Yep.
That's why I was late today. I was not prepared. So, Ashley, I can't make fun of you. You got the system going, so.
Yep.
Can't knock it.
Thanks, Ashley.
We appreciate you, fam. Talk to you later. Go get that coffee.
Actually, speaking of, I got to go get my own coffee. We got to go. Not only do we have Six Flags Great America tickets at 7:45, less than an hour, but then we've got Milwaukee Brewfest tickets.
Double up.
At 8:40.
Quit playing with us, man.
And I'm going to that. I don't know if you're going to that. I'm going to Brewfest.
Of course we're going to that.
Okay, good.
Dog, what?
I'm going.
I mean, that's something that I don't feel like I could actually miss. I don't know.
We'll be there.
It's the 29th, but at the same time, like, we got so many things going. Okay, I say I want to go, but then I'm thinking about everything happening next week with our potential move date, and I'm like, I might not be able to go to anything.
Well,
anything.
You'll figure it out. You got to have lunch. You got to, which could be liquid. At Milwaukee Brewfest a week from Saturday. It may work out for you.
I'll just Uber there and back. You know what I'm saying?
See?
It'll be easier to move boxes if I stop by for a little bit.
You can move after you've been drinking?
Of course. It makes it more fun.
Exactly. Those tickets. I got gotta clear my throat.
Those tickets coming at 8:40, dog. I got it. I got it. Go get that sip on. What's in that cup? What liquid you got?
Oh, that was water. Sorry, was just water. We have a very special guest coming on the show today, around 8:30 from the Wisconsin State Fair.
I'm
very excited about this.
You can call him the homie if you will.
But I wanted to bring up the Wisconsin State Fair because there are so many new foods, and it is officially Treat Yourself Thursday. Brought to you by Wendy's, where you can order a Baconator with Wendy's late night. They're open till midnight or later. Hours may vary. I appreciate that they're open late, by the way. Just saying.
I was craving Wendy's, and then I had to restrict myself.
Why?
I told myself no. I was like, man.
Give it to yourself.
No. I've been treating myself a little too much, so I'm like, we got to hold on. Treat yourself tomorrow, so I might go today.
You better go today.
It is Treat Yourself Thursday. It wouldn't have made sense if I would have treated myself on Wednesday.
Well, do you want to hear all the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Please.
So, how about alligator ribs?
Wait, hold on.
No, thank you.
Tastes like chicken.
Nope.
I mean, I'm going to try it.
I've had alligator before.
Alligator's pretty good.
I'm good. It tastes like chicken. I agree with you. It's like duck.
but alligator ribs? Well, yum.
Duck is better than chicken. Duck's like really good chicken.
Really? I don't like duck that much.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, duck is like fatty chicken to me. Not important right
Interesting.
Now. Apple pie fries.
Yum. Yes.
Like, I don't eat a lot of this stuff anymore, so I'm going to live vicariously through you guys.
Yes.
What else do we have here? Oh, a beer battered corn dog. These are the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair, which is a couple weeks away.
Corn dog?
Yeah.
Is it regular batter on the other corn dogs? It must be if this one's new and special because it's beer battered.
It's beer battered.
What kind of beer? Ooh, is it Spotted Cow?
Beer infused battered. No, it does not.
It doesn't disclose.
But then it's got a blend of hot melted Wisconsin cheese. Ooh.
Yum.
Okay. How about the beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake?
Sounds too good to be true.
The Milwaukee Pretzel Company slider buns. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Damn it. Are filled with beer cheese. Oh. I can't do this. This is too early. I'm hungry.
Did you keep saying cheese? Was that cheese that you said?
No, I want to go to the fair and get all of these.
You say cheese?
Ooh, this sounds good. Boom Boom Shrimp Tacos. I'm in.
Anything Boom Boom. Boom Boom Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to this. A brat and kraut cheese curd taco. I say it slowly so you can process everything in it.
Right.
Johnsonville brat, cheddar cheese curds, sauerkraut, topped with beer and brat mustard in a fried flour tortilla. Stop it right now.
I'd try it.
I would definitely
I'd try it. I'd have to. There's too many food flavoring combinations. I'd have to palate that at least once. You know, give it that good.
How about this, DZ? The brown sugar sweet potato iced latte.
You had me a brown sugar. Straight up.
Wait, the sweet potato didn't lose you?
No.
It's a drink.
I'll try it.
With sweet potato?
Sweet potatoes are yummy. I gotta at least try it. But it's the state fair. All the fair foods are, it's almost like a must try. I had the opportunity to go down the line and take a little bite of everything, you better believe I would.
Who came up with bug chow mein? No thank you.
Except for the bug chow mein. Yeah, I'm good on the bugs.
It has bugs in it. Crickets, worms, ants.
I don't doubt it. That's the one where I'm like, y'all tell me how it tastes.
I love the fair, but no thank you.
I've eaten crickets. I've eaten ants. I've done that. Somewhere in, they say, an aphrodisiac. For sure. I'm good on that. Thank you.
Well, Chicago-style tots are on here as well. I'll throw that at you since you grew up in Illinois.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All these foods do sound interesting, and I know somebody went, that bug chow mein sound good to me.
Well, and I'm not even breaking this. I mean, there are like 109 or something new foods. So there are way more. You can look at them online. The dill pickle corn dog on a stick. The dill pickled donut. Lots of dill stuff. Flamin' Hot Cheetos chocolate bark. I could go on. Go check it out on the Wisconsin State Fair website. That's Treat Yourself Thursday.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, well, this is awkward, DZ.
What's the word?
The problem is, you like a guy.
I like a guy?
I don't know. Do you? Is there something we need to talk about?
I love my wife.
The problem with What Would DZ Do Today involves is a guy off limits because your friend likes him. So, what's her name going to be today? We were talking about Wendy's. I'm going to name her Wendy.
Oh,
screw it.
Dude.
I'm gonna
shut
name
up.
Her Wendy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. So Wendy wrote into the show, and I'm not even going to read it, but I thought this was so good. I was like, you have to use this on What Would DZ Do? Basically, there's a guy that Wendy knows.
Uh-huh.
Her friend really likes this guy.
Oh.
But this guy doesn't like her friend. This guy likes her.
Uh-oh.
So she wants to know, should she go for the guy that her friend likes. He doesn't like her friend, he likes her. Is he off limits, or is she allowed to date the guy who doesn't like her friend but likes her?
It sounds like an awkward, misunderstood love triangle.
It happens, though.
Sure, yeah.
It happens.
So a girl, two girls are friends.
Wendy is out.
Wendy?
Wendy's got a very good friend named...
Culver's.
Stop it. No, Dave.
Dave, there we go, Dave.
Because that was her dad.
Now it's weird. No,
it is really weird, actually.
But not, okay, so Wendy and her friend.
And Carrie.
Bet.
Are friends.
Sure.
Josh likes Wendy.
But Carrie
wants Josh.
Likes Josh.
Josh doesn't like Carrie. Josh likes Wendy.
Well, it sounds like...
Is the guy off limits for Wendy? Can you date a guy that your friend likes? That's the question. But he has no interest in her friend.
Right.
Is he off limits? What should she do? That's what Wendy wanted to know.
It sounds like Wendy already likes Josh, too. Honestly, you hear what I'm saying? Like,
but is he off limits? That doesn't mean she can date him. Her friend are you going to pick some dude you don't know over your friend?
I got you. It depends on how you operate. If you operate under the chick bro mentality,
mm-hmm.
if it's bros before mm-hmm. or chicks before, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. obviously.
Sisters before misters.
Sisters before, you know? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I think you gotta mentally go by. How long have you guys been friends?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you see a potential mm-hmm. with this Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, Wendy, mm-hmm. don't waste that.
Mm-hmm.
You sound goofy.
Well, and the worst thing, you don't want Carrie the other girl to go, it's okay, when you know damn well it's not.
It's
because
not.
It's a pride thing for her. So she's going, well, if he doesn't want me, fine. I guess if he doesn't want me, you could have him, because it's going to hurt her feelings.
It's going to inevitably tarnish the relationship. They're going to stop hanging out because, oh, you stole my man, a.k.a. the man I never had, but my crush. Now I don't want to see you guys together canoodling. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see you guys canoodled, cuddled up, Netflix and nothing. In nothing, none
nothing,
of that.
Nothing.
No, I don't want to go on a date with y'all.
You would probably ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
And even if you stayed friends, she wouldn't trust you.
Ooh.
Think about that. She may stay friends with you, but she's always going to have an eye on you.
See, but now I'm thinking, why would you limit love? Because what if this
because
is the one?
You have love from your friends as well, so you're gonna. What if Wendy does go out with Josh,
mm-hmm.
and then they break up in 3 months, and then she's got no friend and no dude. Now what? You're giving up a friend for a dude?
It's in the theoretical. You know what?
I would never
change
pick a
my
dude
answer?
Over my friends, because my friends wouldn't know.
I'm changing my answer.
What?
Talk to the friend. Hit her up. Literally. If that's the homie,
yes.
let her know you like dude and are interested in exploring.
How
if she
are
doesn't
you-
The dude doesn't like
you
your
can't
friend.
You can't say that to your friend. You're never going to say, he doesn't like you, he likes me. Nobody's going to walk in and say that unless you're a jerk.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should normalize it like that. Wendy? Be like, hey, he doesn't like you, he likes me.
So awkward.
He likes me, okay?
And then you're hurting your friend for what? For some guy?
No, but you're having a conversation going, hey, I'm kind of interested in him too. What you trying to do, rock, paper, scissors for him? like he's a piece of meat or property, you know? No, that's wrong.
I would walk away.
You'd walk away? You'd leave
it
alone?
From the dude, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You'd just let it lie.
Yeah.
Nah, thinking about it, like, you got to at least have that talk. Go, yeah. Hey, I think Josh likes me.
If we were, like, let's say maybe they have some crazy connection, Wendy and Josh, and the friend doesn't know about
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Sparks flying.
And they're like, we have to be together, but Carrie's going to be so upset that
you're my one and only.
Because she likes you. We
right.
can't be together. She likes you. I can't hurt my friend.
But I like you too, Josh.
And then they go, screw her. We'll be together. I mean, you're literally picking between your friend and a dude.
Right.
So you say he's not off limits.
I don't think he is, because if you do talk, it's not like they are dating. Mm-hmm. Had they dated in the past, mm-hmm. more off limits in my mind. I'm now realizing this is nobody's dude right now.
Nobody's.
Josh is single as a Pringle, not worried about nothing.
But it's about hurting your friend. It's about hurting her feelings. Your friend's feelings are more important than the dude. That's my point.
Is it going to hurt her feelings if y'all can have that conversation
I'm a
and
woman,
go,
yes.
I like him.
Yes.
I like him too.
Uh-huh.
I like him. We'll see what we got.
If I like a guy, my girlfriend rolls in, can I date him? No.
Or approach it like
lying.
This. Be like, hey girl, I'm just test driving him for you. I'll let you know if he's worth it.
Ick. No.
So all of my advice sucks.
I do. I mean, it is fair to say communicate and bring it up. But I say don't even communicate. Just don't go out with the guy and move on with your life. 414-533-1037. Is this guy off limits?
No.
All right. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Just a reminder, we've got Six Flags tickets coming up at 7:45. A 4-pack of tickets. You and 3 friends. Don't go anywhere. Let's do What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Wendy wrote into the show. She wants to know if Josh is off limits. Why is she asking us this? Well, because her friend Carrie likes Josh. Josh doesn't like Carrie. Mm-hmm. Josh likes her.
Mm-hmm.
So Wendy wanted to know, is it off limits if a guy likes me and not my friend?
Y'all not dating.
Oh, it's so
y'all
awkward.
Have never dated. Y'all yeah, just like, it's just nothing but a...
It's girl code.
Yeah, I feel you, but there's no relationship to girl code.
It doesn't matter. You're going to hurt your friend's feelings. Go to Destiny in Milwaukee, because I want to know if Destiny's going to be savage about this, or she's going to be like, take care of your friend. We're going to find out. Destiny, good morning.
Hands in the air, because I'm a true player.
Oh, Destiny,
come on now.
Please acknowledge.
The song says it all.
It does.
The song says it all.
Can you help me acknowledge Colombian Independence Day for DZ, please?
Please.
DZ, I'm on your back on this one. There is no... Listen. Date him.
She doesn't care about Colombian Independence Day. She's like, what? She's like, let's talk about the topic.
Let's talk about... I don't do Colombia's Independence Day. I don't even know what's going on that day.
It's today. Cool. Celebrate it. Tell a Colombian you love him. I'm right here.
DZ, he's Colombian.
I'm sorry. Hey, te amo, perdón, papá, te amo. ¿Cómo está? ¿Todo bien?
Todo bien, todo bien. Gracias.
Okay, now we can move on to the topic.
Ya mismo ya voy para la tienda. I'll get you a present y todo, okay?
Okay, Destiny, you say you should date the guy? No girl code?
Why not?
Because your friend likes him. You're going to hurt her feelings, and your friend's more important than a dude.
I went. Crybaby sissy.
Rah-rah, savage.
Okay.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, but listen, how long has she been liking him?
I don't know. She didn't say. You know what I'm saying?
And if he ain't trying to been made a move on you already, well, guess what? He just not that into you.
Look at that. And you got to take the hint a little bit, no?
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, come on now. Like, oh, you like him? Oh, did he say anything? No. Okay, well, you made a pass at him? No. All right, well, then you're lost.
Destiny, we know. We know Josh likes Wendy, not the friend.
Yeah.
Not Carrie or whatever. So it's like, how do you stop that? Now we're limiting Josh's ability. Like, somebody's just off limits because the homie?
We all gonna go have a shot at the bar and we're gonna say, guess what, Josh? You got something to tell us, don't you?
We're gonna find another guy because there's plenty of dudes. I mean, it's not like a shortage. There's no reason she's got to be with this guy.
Josh might be the one.
Why are you throwing your friend under the bus? You're saying.
Why does she like him?
Right.
Does she like him too?
Yes.
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 Exactly.
She wants to know if the guy's
off limits. Each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She wants
We're
to
stopping
know.
Young love.
Well, then the friend just got to sit back and watch from the back seat. My friend, my bad homie.
Oh, this is so...
You know what I mean?
You got to get a friend that has a friend.
It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow.
But
Destiny's on point. As a real friend, you got to be like, okay, well, that's not going to be my person.
You know what?
Everybody wants a pair of Jordans, but it don't mean it fits everybody's foot.
Ooh.
I will say the best advice Destiny gave was tell him to find a friend.
You got a friend to bring,
that's
Josh?
What I'm saying. You got a friend? Bring him along.
All right, Destiny. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
Hey, I gotta go to the store. Your boy, at the end, just for you right now.
By the way,
amen.
I can always bring my men around Destiny. She's not gonna try to date him.
She already knows.
She got a wife.
Lala go come in swinging. What are you talking about? All right, Destiny, we'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye. All right, Amanda's in Franklin this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, okay. How we doing?
I'm doing okay. Trying to get my kids to daycare and then go to work.
Oh, so she's hectic.
The morning grind is no fun. Amanda, what do you think? With the dilemma on what would DZ do is, you know, there's this guy, Josh, and Wendy's friend likes him, but he doesn't like her friend. He likes her. Is he off limits?
Okay, so my only question is, did the friend introduce Josh to Wendy or not?
Mm.
Because if she introduced them, then I'm saying, yes, he's off limits. But if she didn't, they both kind of met him on their own ways or met them at the same time,
yep.
Then she kind of really has no say. And to be a good friend, you need to, like, yeah, have your friends back.
Amanda, you know that's what? A major twist.
I should share an experience I had one time with a girlfriend and why it didn't work out for the friend who went for it.
What's up?
She ended up looking stupid in the end.
Okay.
Because I stayed friends with her. This was in college. We both liked a guy.
Mm-hmm.
She was very aggressive and she got the guy. So I was like, but you know what? At the end of the day, him and I stayed friends.
Bet.
A week later, he wouldn't even talk to her. It was awkward.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, so now this is where I came out on top. She went for the guy regardless of my feelings, and she looked stupid in the end.
Uh-huh.
And I was still there getting along with everybody. So
right.
There's that to take into account too. Like, you may still be friends with her, but it's gonna change. It could change your friendship.
And you were no longer worried about the guy either.
I didn't care either. I was like,
you were
next.
Good. Oh, you ended up winning.
But it took a second.
It sometimes might take a second.
That's karma. That's why I'm saying you go for the guy your friend likes. Karma's gonna get you.
And I think that's what Amanda was kind of getting to. Like, don't flip that karma in your direction if you were introduced by them, because then that makes that draws a line. Like, girl, you knew I was into him when I introduced him, and now you into him too?
Exactly.
Dang, Amanda, why you have to do that?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, for me, it's a little weird because I am a lesbian, and a lot of lesbians, they all just date each other, so it's, like, not a problem, and everybody just ends up being friends anyway.
Oh, true.
Everybody's just cool.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Shout out to the community, man. That's respect.
Somebody texted and said, Josh might only be attractive because she knows he's off limits.
Yikes. Look at what you did, Amanda. Now everybody's bringing all this other logic.
Yeah.
We appreciate your call. We'll talk to you later.
I hope we get an update on this. I want to know if Wendy goes for it or not.
She better.
Wendy, you better write us back and tell us. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studio.
Whereby it's Columbian Independence Day. I just want to say that.
No, you should say that because I walked into the studio and DZ, I got to tell you, I was talking to this guy. You know, I've been playing around on the dating apps again.
Yeah.
Putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to this guy and he's from Chicago and he goes, what's with this morning show you're on? And I said, well, there is the internet. You could look it up.
I mean, we only the dopest morning show in the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you. So he says, oh, who's this DZ guy? He looks fun. That's what he said about you. He looks fun.
Also, he knows me already.
I said, he is fun. I've known him for a long time. If only he knew you were here today, decked out in yellow.
Yellow, blue, and red.
Yellow, what, soccer jersey? Football jersey?
Football
jersey, because it's Colombia.
Federación Colombiana de Fútbol. Shout out to mi tricolor.
I know a lot about Colombia because I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
That's all you need to know.
And they film there.
And you know me, so you're basically part Colombian.
I basically have Colombian at this point. No, happy Colombian Independence Day. You said you're upset because there's, like, no community here that celebrates it?
It's a small Colombian community.
Yeah.
And as tight-knit as it can be,
mm-hmm.
it's spread out. So there isn't many businesses in the area. There isn't a festival. The biggest festival that happens are in two places, Chicago mm-hmm. and L.A.
Yeah.
And they're celebrating, I think, like, on the weekend or something mm-hmm. like that. They're not going down today.
Well, maybe you're the guy.
Am I the guy?
Maybe you are the leader that's going to start a party in Milwaukee for the Colombians.
Colombian Independence Day celebration.
I'd be in. I'd come.
Hey, don't challenge me now.
I mean,
hold on.
Hello?
Let me get a new piece of paper and start writing down some ideas. I like this.
I don't think I've ever had Colombian food. What would I be eating?
You'd be eating a whole lot. So we'd start off with some empanadas.
Because you have empanadas tattooed on you.
You know, and then we'd migrate to the arepa because you...
The what?
In arepa, it's a cornmeal. It's like a thicker tortilla, if you will. If you've ever had maybe any time arepa, it's a local Venezuelan spot.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, they used to be under one conglomerate.
Similar?
Very similar food, just, you know, slight seasonings and different hints of this and that and ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd probably do some buñuelos and then kick it off with the big dish, the bandeja paisa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a buñuelo, it's a little cheese ball donut looking thing.
Cheese ball donut?
Cheese doughy ball.
Hello?
Which you technically can't have because it's restrictive to your dietary.
It's not keto.
You can have one. At least a bite.
At the fair, man. At the Wisconsin State Fair. You should have a whole food truck.
Why do you think I want a food truck?
You gotta start one. Oh my gosh. So this is big. So wait, what are you gonna do today? Is this, do you have to do stuff for Colombian Independence Day, like personally to you? Is it like, how do you celebrate?
Had I been celebrating like a true Colombian, I wouldn't be here.
Well, sorry, I need you.
But no, like in Colombia, for example, Fruto,
the
day is shut down. Like, there is nothing going on in Colombia right now. There is flags everywhere. There's flowers everywhere. There's food everywhere. People are drinking, enjoying, walking the streets. Like, it is a huge celebration.
Everything shuts down. So the 4th of July used to be like that. Now you can find things open.
Right. No.
Good luck.
You might find one or two little corner spots that obviously mm-hmm. want to keep the party flowing.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it's a party day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody doing nada de nada right now. Nothing or nothing.
I understand. understood that. Nada de nada. Nada. All right. So happy Colombian Independence Day.
Huepa, gracias.
I mean, and you know, I'm sure people are going to text in and say that as well. And maybe you'll start the Colombian tradition in Milwaukee.
And if there's a celebration that I'm missing, y'all better let me know, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful and say there's nothing going on. But I made my researches and I can't find nothing.
Somebody said, my name is Abby. I'm Colombian as well. Let's celebrate.
Huepa.
I'll call you Abby. Hold on. Coming up next, though, for Am I the Jerk? It involves someone who is basically sick and tired of helping out their depressed sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Which is very awkward.
Okay.
So Am I the Jerk? Coming up next. Get ready.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this is a little awkward. This one is going to trigger some people, though, because I think this is relatable.
I understand it already. Oh. Not really, but let's hear it.
Tanya wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her depressed sister not to call her anymore. She can't help. Call the police instead. Listen to this. My sister's suffering from crippling anxiety and depression. The problem is she's been calling me a lot lately, expressing she's having a panic attack or not feeling well. So I tried to get her the medical attention she needed, but these appointments wouldn't happen until a few days later or a week later. So when she calls, she needs help in that moment. Mm. And I tried to give her some hotline numbers she could call, but she didn't. I'm already struggling on my own end, even just to make ends meet right now. I can't really afford to support her financially or emotionally. And I've been repeatedly telling her this much, but she doesn't listen. I told her the next time she's freaking out or having a panic attack, call 911 instead of me. I cannot help you. Call the police. She's very upset. She questioned whether I didn't care what would happen to her, because she's going through a custody case right now if she goes to court. It's because she's having the mental health struggles. And she said, I should just stay with my husband, which is not what I want for her to do. She said she's sorry she's a burden, which she's not. And I told her, that's not what I meant. You're not a burden, but I cannot give you the support you need right now.
Yeah.
So am I the jerk for telling my sister not to call me anymore during her emergencies? This is so hard, because a lot of us have been on one side or the other of this.
Right.
And you know what I'm talking about. You don't want to leave because of the guilt. Mm-hmm. You don't want to leave them alone. You don't want them to, you know, but you also are not always responsible for adults. It's not on you.
Right. It's not on you. And realistically, they both got a lot going on.
It sounds like
right? I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, yo, okay, you guys both need help.
Yeah.
And you can't help each other, it's seeming like, you know?
Your sister leading the blind.
Sister clearly can't help you.
Yeah.
And Sonia, you're unable to help your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough because, dog, you know me.
You would show up no matter what.
And it's
so she's a jerk.
It's because, yes, I'm a say jerk, and I'm leaning that way because it's family.
And I agree, but I'm going to also, I'll go not the jerk for speaking up for herself and saying, I cannot give you the support you need.
Right.
I need help too.
I'm advocating for me right now, telling you I can't help you.
Which is really a struggle for people who feel guilt. It's the guilt. You know, I need to help them.
Maybe they can find a way to help each other though. Through that. It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Sonia, the sister's going, here are the resources. I am trying.
Mm-hmm.
Here is everything I'm doing. Like, she's not helping.
Uh-huh.
She's just going, please stop calling me. I got a lot on my own plate.
I can't race over to your house or spend an hour on the phone with you every time you need something. And
Always revert back to the instances where I feel like I haven't, though. And I then centralize my thoughts in that something bad will happen if I don't help, right?
But again, that's not on you.
It's not on me, but I feel that deeply. And in some unfortunate cases,
you're human.
And when I have chosen not to do something and something bad has happened, it's weighed on me,
and it
continues to weigh on me to this day, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'll carry that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've made my bed, right?
No, but you didn't. No, you didn't do anything. Actually, you can't blame yourself for other people's actions. So no, I've been
this
through
is how
this.
It feels,
people
I guess.
Have partners all the time who they feel like they can't leave because they're mentally ill or they're worried. Maybe they've threatened suicide. I mean, we could go down the list of reasons why people, but that can also be very manipulative, DZ. And so that is where you become the victim, not the person, you know, saying, "I'm if you." putting it on other people, you can't do that. And I've had a lot of counseling because there's a lot of guilt that goes on no matter which side you're on. So do you see what I'm saying? You can't carry that. That's just a side note for people that do. We do, but you shouldn't.
There's just the things you regret you can't avoid. I hate it. But
you think Tanya is a jerk, though, because I get it. You would show up.
Yeah, personally, I would go.
No matter what.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trucking, especially for the fam. So I would show up.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Is Tanya the jerk because she is telling her depressed sister not to call her anymore? She said, call the police if you need help. I can't be there for you. It's too much. I cannot wait to hear what people are going to say. I'm very curious. 414-533-1037. Kiss FM. DZ.
What up?
You know, Post Malone, he opened with that at Alpine Valley last weekend.
That was probably really, really earth-shattering, if you will, if he was doing that live.
I was at the bar, so I heard it from the bar, and I was very upset. So, but we got in eventually.
But he came out to that. That was his open song.
You know when you're at a concert and you hear the music start, but you're at the bar?
And you got to start running?
Yeah, so I hear, you probably think that you are bad. I'm like,
We gotta go!
But yeah, I just thought people would think that was cool. He opened with Better Now and closed with Chemical. His new one. All right, let's get back into Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tanya wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her depressed sister not to call her anymore because she can't help her. Call the police instead. Tanya said, I'm overwhelmed with my own stuff. I can't help her. I'm trying to give her some resources and people to call, but I cannot give her the support she needs anymore. I got my own problems. So let's go to Alicia in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you guys today?
We're doing well. We're trying to figure this out for Sonia, man. Trying to decide if she's the jerk or not.
Yep. DZ will always show up. He's that guy. But sometimes
you gotta have boundaries, though.
What do you think?
I'm not going to say I am that guy. I try to be. I try to be there for my people.
Fair.
What do you think? I think not the jerk, and I'm going to make a lot of people very mad this morning.
Uh-oh.
So as somebody with my own mental health issues, you reach a point where you can't help somebody who doesn't want help. They just want sympathy.
Oh, so she knows why she's going to trigger people with that comment, because people are going to say, well, if you're mentally ill, that's, you're sick. Like, you can't reason. You can't be rational. That's the problem with having mental health issues, you know? You're trying to reason with someone who you can't.
Right. There's so many different, like, there are 24-hour-a-day specialists. Yes, it's a little costly, but if you're having a panic attack at 2 in the morning, there's somebody available to talk to. And it's one of those things where it's, if you're not willing to get the help, it shouldn't be everybody else's burden if you are not willing to help yourself.
The help you need versus the help you want,
it's true. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
which is the struggle. And this is why this Am I the Jerk is so relatable. We try to help people all the time who don't want to help themselves with whatever problem in life. It doesn't even have to be mental health. It could be anything.
Right.
And if they don't want it, you just got to go, this isn't on me anymore. I'm trying to be supportive.
But now
they don't want
sister,
it.
Can the sister that wrote in, when she has her own little mental breakdowns, which I get it, they happen, can she call her sister and rely on her sister at all hours of the day? Or is the sister going to say, I have too much going on right now, I can't help you?
Right.
So it goes both ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can they help each other? Maybe that's it, right? Ooh, how do you decide when it's too much and when it's sympathy and versus actually needing some help? Well, that's such a hard line to cross.
This is why they tell you to put the face mask on first before your kids. Help yourself so you can help the others around you. And if you can't help others around you, you should be able to say that, because we are all human.
That's a great analogy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Alicia, thanks for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Later.
All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex this morning, my girl. Who was at Post Malone with me, ironically? Kelly.
Good morning.
Hello.
Do you think that Tanya's a jerk for telling her depressed sister, don't call me anymore, I can't help you, you got to call the police or 911 when you're having a panic attack?
I'm going to say not the jerk. I'm very open with the fact that I have bipolar disorder. So I understand from that point of view that it's very taxing on those around you. And people can only do so much. And I think the sister, the one who has the depression, does need to seek help other ways as well. I mean, she can still contact others
if
need be, but she does need professional help as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it changes everything.
The texts are really kind of unanimous right now, too, because somebody said it sounds like she's done everything to try and be there and help, but mm-hmm. it seems like the sister's not willing to use the resources that are found.
Mm-hmm. She's not. She's said I gave her these numbers. Right. I can't. Her appointment's in a few days. Like, until then, I have my own things I have mm-hmm. to deal with.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing y'all.
And Kelly, props to you for being so open about bipolar disorder. People need to just talk about these things like they're normal. I was at my psychiatrist yesterday. No shame in my game, which, by the way, people don't even realize that's the person who does your meds. That's not even a therapist.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a psychologist who you go to, and then there's a psychiatrist who I get my ADHD meds from or anything else I may need, depression, anxiety. So I'm just trying to educate
people.
There is
a difference, y'all.
There's a big difference. So,
find out what you need and use them.
We should be talking about these things, though. This should not be like, so the stigma sucks. I don't
want blanketed conversation.
I'm over the stigma, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, Kelly, props to you for just at least being open and saying also that you have to take, you have to do it for you too, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
all right. Thanks.
We appreciate you, fam.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Last but not least, who do we have here? Oh, Heather's in Shorewood this morning. And Heather is on her way to a theme song at this point.
She sure is.
Girl.
Hey.
Good morning, Heather. All right. So it is kind of decided, but we still got to figure it out from everybody's perspective. What do you say, jerk or not the jerk in Sonia's case here for not being able to help her sister any longer?
Not the jerk. I mean, I have PTSD. My sister had a lot of mental health disorders.
Mm-hmm.
But because my PTSD was well controlled, because I managed to control my triggers, even when I was overwhelmed, I was expected to still be supportive of her because she's worse. But you got to put your mental health first.
Right. It's like, you're worse than me. So I shouldn't. That's kind of like the perspective. I'm not allowed to have my problems because your problems seem worse. That's not fair.
I'm having a tougher time than you are. You don't get to decide that.
You can't. It doesn't change someone's situation. Yeah.
Right.
You can't one-up them.
No.
Right. You can't one-up them.
You have to come first before you can help anybody else. If you cannot help yourself, then you need to find a way to do it, because everybody else has their own problems, and while they may not be as bad as yours, they still have to handle those, and you need to do things to put yourself to help. That's why they have those free helplines.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and Heather,
you know, that's what they're there for.
Right, honestly,
amen.
Allie hit the nail on the head when she used the airplane analogy.
Mm-hmm.
If the oxygen mask drops down, they always tell you what: put it on yourself first
before
you help the person next to you, whether it's kids, family, relatives, whatever. Because you got to be able to breathe to help other people.
How can you be a leader if you're drowning? I mean, let's be real.
Man, y'all should have had this conversation with me before I said she was the jerk.
Oh, sorry. I
mean, now I'm the oddball out, dog.
You can change.
You can change, she said. That's right.
We can all change.
Listen, it's true. It's hard for some people even to find a therapist they like. I see the people texting in saying, I have a family member that refuses to go to therapy because they don't think it works, but yet wants to use his mental health for an excuse for everything. Therapy is not an overnight thing. I have been going for 10 years, people.
Right.
Allie didn't become mentally, I didn't become healthier mentally in a year.
Yeah.
It took like 7.
Yeah, right. It's a process. It's a long journey.
It's a long time of consistency, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overnight, period.
People who want to use your experience at your therapist and the advice their therapist gives them for themselves. And it's like, that's not the way it works.
Who knows
what you're going through and can help you properly, because everybody has a different treatment path.
Case by case basis.
And there are therapists who are not for you. Maybe you try a different one. But what I don't appreciate are the people who don't like it because they don't like the accountability. Some people don't want to hear it. That's the other problem.
You don't want to face it.
You know, and so it's, it didn't work. They didn't tell me anything. Well, yeah, because your ego...
Wouldn't let it.
Ooh. So.
This is a strong testament to say, like, find the help you need and make sure you can get it properly. And realistically, make sure that the people around you are also good to go. Don't put that on others.
Exactly.
Correct.
This is a deep one today.
Heather, we appreciate your call so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, get it. She's going to get her theme song.
My goal before I die or get fired off this radio station is that we can talk about this every day like this. It's not a stigma. It's not weird. It doesn't make people uncomfortable. And eventually we're going to get there.
Normalize.
Because somebody's getting uncomfortable, and you're the one I'm coming for in the car right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're uncomfortable, that's good. I'm doing my job to break the stigma.
If you sweat and keep listening,
then I'm doing the right thing, baby.
I hear you.
So that's not the jerk today. And you can always text and give your input. We'll put it on Facebook. You can give your input there as well. Coming up, it's 7:48.
Can we do it right now?
Let's do it.
Right now?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Six Flags tickets. We're running out of time. 414-533-1037. I know people have to get into work.
I'm down. Let's do these tickets right now.
Caller 30, you're going to Six Flags Great America. You just have to answer one simple question next. Get ready. 414-533-1037. Here's Ed Sheeran. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We've got Six Flags tickets every day this week. Weirdly enough, you grew up right near Six Flags.
Right there. Literally, I saw Six Flags every single day from middle school through high school until I left the area for college.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going. Them and three of their friends. Amber is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
How you doing today? Are you ready to answer the question of all questions to possibly maybe just win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags?
Do you think you can do it?
Hopefully.
Have you been to Six Flags Great America before?
Yes, but years ago.
That's okay. I think you got this.
Okay, yeah. This is the question. Amber.
It's very hard.
What city is Six Flags located in?
Come on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give it to her. That's close enough. It's Chicago. I mean, it's Chicago.
Well, Six Flags would say Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the Illinois one.
Wait, so Gurnee is just Chicago. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a suburb of Chicago, and we're going to call it such.
All right, fine. You're going to Six Flags.
Hey! Happy birthday to me.
Oh. Let's go.
Is today your birthday?
No, the 25th, but close enough.
Coming up.
It's my sister's birthday. That's one of my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And DZ's little boy is turning 2 on the 24th.
Yep. So his birthday.
That's when my daughter turns 3.
Oh.
Hey. This is getting weird.
This is cool. No, this is getting cool.
Your birthday's all aligned.
So happy early birthday to you and the youngin.
And Amber, you don't have to go Chicago. On the way to Chicago.
Just stop just short. Gurnee, the suburb of. We gonna count it.
Yep. Amber, hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Another chance to win tomorrow, same time. And we've got your Milwaukee Brewfest tickets at 8:40 this morning. So lots to win this week on the show. Kiss FM. Oh, Tupac again? Are you killing me?
Come on now. You ain't mad at it.
I ain't mad at it. Do you smell that?
Oh, my bad. I thought you couldn't smell it.
Oh, I can smell it. Can you smell it?
I mean, I can smell it.
2 weeks from today, the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off. And guess what just got in delivered to the studio?
Oh, thank goodness you're talking about that.
Woo! Woo! You're crazy. You smell those cream puffs, Daisy?
Ooh! I ain't gonna lie. I might just try to stuff one in my mouth, pause, just so I can see how fast I can eat one, because I'm in this cream puff eating competition, y'all.
The Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest, which I'd love to brag. Allie has won it 2 years in a row.
Strong.
I have 2 trophies from it. I haven't done it in years. DZ's going to take the cake this year.
I'm trying to keep the lineage going.
You're going to win.
Trying to keep the KISS winning name strong.
You're going to win. I'm looking
Thank you
dead in the eye, because this is game time.
Appreciate you, coach.
Let's go.
Appreciate you, coach.
We got this. We got
Any dogs
this
in the house? Arr, 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 arr.
The Cream Puff Contest happening Thursday at 11 during the state fair, but it kicks off 2 weeks from today. Okay, let's get into the dirt.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. We already know Ariana Grande is getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that they're getting divorced because he was shocked by her celebrity once the COVID restrictions got lifted. They got married during COVID. Then she started working again, and supposedly he wasn't prepared for the amount of famous she was. That's the story.
He said, oh, you make music for real?
Yeah. He's like, what? But now, did you see Sofia Vergara didn't even file for divorce? Joe Manganiello did.
What? Yo.
But Sofia was on vacation at the beach. I don't know if you saw this
she
on her social.
She just celebrated a birthday, didn't she?
She was in like a thong bikini looking fine. Because it's Sofia Vergara.
It's Sofia Vergara,
and everybody
right
wants to look like her at her age.
And huepa, it's Colombian Independence Day, and she's Colombian. Huepa.
So it makes sense, right?
Right.
Sofia Vergara posted like a picture of her on vacation, and I think it was Julie Bowen, her co-star, basically wrote underneath it, commented about like how hot and how she was ready for a man. And like basically it sounded like they were coming for Joe.
Coming in supportive and being like, look at you out here, girl.
But that would have to be because something bad happened, would be my guess, if you're doing that publicly. So I'm
yikes. So he's the one that filed.
He filed, but there was a prenup because they were both already famous when they got together. I mean, he's Magic Mike, she's Modern Family, just to name a few.
They got their own money, let's call it.
They're fine, yeah. So they will keep all the assets they got during their 7-year marriage. So, and I think hopefully it'll just be, you know, easy. They don't have kids or anything.
It would be nice if this is as amicable as it could be and should be, right?
Mm-hmm. They issued a joint statement saying they've made the decision to divorce. Blah, blah, blah is all I hear when I see joint statements. Okay.
Sophia gonna keep it amicable, bro. She thinks about her image like that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she really does. I think she's conscious of who she is, how big she is, and who she wants to continue to be. So she's not going, I don't feel like she's gonna let this scandalize too much, right?
When you have two super hot people, it's not like when one's hot and one's not. Right? And the other one's like, oh, damn it. They're going to get so many people because they're hotter than me. Like,
why are you still throwing shots at Ariana and her realtor husband, ex-husband?
When you're right, you're right.
WIStateFair.com for all of your information, planning tools, tickets, all those kind of things that you need. We got you.
We'll see you there. And we'll see you at Ludacris. It's going to be so fun next week when we give those away. But you know what? We got to do something else first.
What else we got?
We have so much going on, and I love you, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's popping in the summer, let me tell you. We're just talking about the fair, but before the fair is Brewfest on July 29th.
Oh, snap! I forgot we had Brewfest tickets.
We got Brewfest tickets right now. It's a week from Saturday down on the lakefront in McKinley Park. It's so much fun. We've got tickets for you and three of your friends to go to Brewfest. How cool is this, okay?
That's fire, man. I mean, it's 21 and up.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. We'll give them to Caller 30, you're going to be going to Milwaukee Brewfest a week from Saturday, baby. Good luck.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.